Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We need to pause a little more to think about this manna. God called it, quote, bread from heaven, Exodus 16, verse 4. The psalmist wrote, men ate angels' food, Psalm 78, verse 25. Why did the people call it manna? Manna, literally translated, means a whatness. God had told them what he was sending them, what they longed for from Egypt, quote, bread to the full, verse 3. But it was far better than the bread in Egypt. Every morning, except on the Sabbath, they would arise to find, quote, when the layer of dew lifted, there, on the surface of the wilderness, was a small round substance as fine as frost on the ground, verse 14. Imagine, home delivery, fresh every day, quote, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey, verse 31. But again, there was a test question. With no delivery on Saturday, they must gather twice as much on Friday. When some folks disobediently ventured out on the Sabbath, there was nothing on the ground. But don't keep leftovers on the other days, they were told, or it will go bad. In fact, quote, some of them left part of it until morning, and it bred worms and stank, verse 20. So here's a question. Are you daily entering into a fresh enjoyment of Christ? When he becomes old to us, it isn't good. Everyone notices. And no manna for lazy bones. Quote, when the sun became hot, it melted. Verse 21. So here we have an amazing picture of our relationship with God through Christ. He certainly shouldn't be a whatness to us. Note, God didn't give us what might satisfy our little hearts, but what satisfied his, the bread of God. Christ came to the lowest place, where even the little ones can receive, and became so small, our size in fact, so everyone could receive him. How much can you have of Christ? As much of him as you want.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.